can really mamishkech everybody for coming. It's a gevaldik chizik. Hoshana Rabbah is one of those days which is Evan Musl Habayinim Ha'isal Roshpina. The end of Sukkot and people are getting tired of shaking the lulav and making the rounds around the bima. It's already getting a little bit old and sitting in the Sukkot is getting harder. Evan Musl Habayinim Ha'isal Roshpina. Chazal saw it that as Sukkot goes on it gets more kadosh until you come to David HaMelech. In its premise, it's getting more kadosh and more kadosh. When David HaMelech comes around, he said about himself, "Evan Masu Habayim Ha'isa the Rashpina." Like we said in the Hashanas, we said, "David Malkeinu, who Mashiach Tzidkeinu?" David HaMelech himself is Mashiach Tzidkeinu. So to come out and to do something which is against the norm, it takes a lot of kayach and strength, especially to get up early. So a tremendous yasha kayach, the cheski and the whole chevra. For making it happen, halavai al etfidash in its kalb beratzen. Just a few ramazim before we say atzayra. So we know that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah, they really go together. And it's a bit of a chiddush that Hoshana Rabbah should be grouped together with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That Hoshana Rabbah should be grouped together with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. And again, this is all part of the Evan Masu Habayinim Ha'isal Rosh Pina, that who would have thought that Hoshana Rabbah is such a day that it's still in the company of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. But this is the emes. The emes is that Hoshana Rabbah belongs with that chevra, with that Heilige Chevra, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Hoshana Rabbah is part of that Heilige Chevra. And so we know, we say, L'David Hashem Ori up until Shmini Atzeres. In Chazal make a drasha, L'David Hashem Ori, Zu Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom HaKippurim. Shkayach Rab, thank you. This idea of Yishi, that Yeshua is Yom HaKippurim, the fact that Yom HaKippurim is called the day of Yeshua, of course, indicates to us that all the Hoshanas and all the Yeshuas which we're speaking about during these days of Sukkot are all connected to this Yeshua of Chag HaSukkos, of Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur and Sukkot go hand in hand. The Simcha of Sukkot is built on that Simcha of Yom HaKippurim. Reb Zusha from Anapoli said it was Niskaltim Nachaloim in a dream that Vayoyim Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha is Rashi Tevis Sukkah. Right? Because Vayoyim is above, Hashem is Heishin Men. Salachti Kidvarecha Samech Chaf. In Bachaloim. If Reb Zusha said it and it wasn't a Chaloim, we would still be Makabli. But the fact that it's Reb Zusha and in a Chaloim, I'm Islamitoy. So of course Sukkot is a continuation from that Yeshua of Yom HaKippurim. So the Shaila is, where's Hoshana Rabbah in all this? Hoshana should be grouped with the Chevra. It can't be left out. L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. So it's Pashat that L'David is of course a remez to Hoshana Rabbah, right? Because David is the Ishpiza of Hoshana Rabbah. And he made sure to get in his day here too, because Hashem Ori V'Yishi is Gematria Hoshana Rabbah. Because Hoshana Rabbah is the culmination of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippur. One of the unusual minhagim, this is another remez before we say a Torah, one of the unusual minhagim which we have when it comes to Hoshana Rabbah is that we take the Aravos afterwards and we put them on top of the Aron Kodesh when it allows for such a thing. So it's a minhag which is, we don't really know where it comes from. But of course, this has to do with this concept of Evan Masu Habayinim Ha'isa the Rosh Pina, that the Aravos, which are considered to be connected to Rishayim, they have to give them a good whacking. So it's mischaper de avonos. And not only is it mischaper de avonos, but they go to a very high place. Something to be said about these Arvei Nachal, that although they seem to be the lowest of the low, after their tikkun, they go to a very high place, which is on top of the Aron Kodesh. So perhaps you can say that this concept of Evan Masu Habayinim Ha'isal Rosh Pina is merumas in this inyan, which we say this pasuk. Well, the reason why we know it probably, unless we're Bekim and Navi, is because we say it on Shabbos. We say in Avarachamim, we say, Yodin Bagoyim Ole Gviyois Mochatz Roish Alevet Rabba Minacha Baderech Yishte Al Kein Arim Roish. So what do we say? Mochatz Roish Al Eretz Rabba. Right? Mochatz Roish means that you take the Rishayim, the Chazal say that Nebuchadnezzar is called Rosh. All the Rishayim are called Rosh because they raise their heads and they think that they're something. They contend with Hashem Yisbarach. So Machatz Rosh al Eretz Rabbah. You take the heads of the Rishayim and you smack it on the ground. Called Machatz Rosh al Eretz Rabbah. Right? So it's called Eretz Rabbah because it's Hoshana Rabbah. Right? So the Eretz is Neskadish because Dusha Hoshana Rabbah. So Machatz Rosh al Eretz Rabbah. You whack their heads on the ground. So Machatz Rosh is Gematria Hoshana Rabbah. You whack their heads on the ground. Al Kain Yorim Rosh. And when you do that, Yorim Rosh. So they pick up their heads. They pick up their heads. Oh, don't jump the gun, Jelly. Al Kain Yorim Rosh. So then they pick up their heads. They pick up their heads after you give them a whacking on the ground. So you have here the idea of Minachal Baderech Yishteh. What's the meaning of Minachal Baderech Yishteh? That we know that these Aravos are called Arvi Nachal. And when you whack the Aravos on the ground, right, because they grow by the stream. So when you whack them on the ground, so it's not just that you give them a whack and then they go up, right? They create something. They create a matzav. They create that there's going to be something which we're going to be nene from that. Right? So the Arvi Nachal on the ground, when you do that Machatz Rosh al Eretz Rabbah and Hoshana Rabbah, so you create a Nachal Baderech Yishteh. You create a Nachal Baderech. You create a Nachal Baderech that you can drink from later on when you're thirsty. Because we're going to be very thirsty, because when Sukkot is finished, we're going to be very thirsty for a long time until Chanukah comes around. In Chanukah, we're going to drink the waters of this Arvi Nachal Mamish Gevaldik. That's why the Kavanas for Chanukah are what? That the Ari says, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah is Rosh Teva's Nachal. So when you hit on the ground these Arvi Nachal, you're creating the Nachal Baderech Yishteh. Because the whole Derech until now is called what? Hanoisim Bayom Derech, right? You're walking on a Derech. But we know from the Svarim HaKadoshim that the Derech continues until Chanukah. And Chanukah is a Chaniyah Baderech. That's why it's called Chanukah. So when you hit on the ground, you create a Nachal Baderech Yishteh, which you're going to drink from later on, which is going to be Chanukah. Like we said, Lahalik Ner Chanukah is what Shetivas Nachal, the Ari says. So we're going to drink from that Nachal later on. So it works out very nicely. However, there's two Nachals. Because the Arvi Nachal has a Netzach and also a Hod. And we know that Chanukah is the sphere of Hod. So that's one Nachal which is accounted for. But Netzach is connected what? Purim. So these two Arvi Nachals are going to be creating these two Nachalim, which is the Nachal of Purim and the Nachal of Chanukah. The Arvi Nachal's Merum is by Purim because it says by Mordechai, Vayavur Mordechai. Vayavur Mordechai. This Vayavur is from the Kayach of this Arava, which we hit on the ground. So these two Nachalim are Merum is over here, which we just said on Hoshana Rabbah. We say, V'nasa na'artzam Nachala, Nachala Yisrael Avdai. Right, there's two nachals here. V'nasan artzam nachala. You take the nachal, v'nasan artzam nachala. Right? You hit it on the ground. And what you do by doing that is you create a nachala Yisrael Avdai. You create a nachal later on for the Yidden that they're going to be nachal from later. But that's two nachals here. Nachal, nachal. Because there's two. There's Arvi nachal. One is for Chanukah and one is for Purim, which we're going to be nana from when we get thirsty later on. So this is the idea of Evan Masu Habayinim Ha'isal Rosh Pina. That's why Rosh Pina is Gematria Hoshana Rabbah. Because Hoshana Rabbah takes this Rosh, the Machatz Rosh al Eretz Rabbah, and it sends it up to the top, while King Arim Rosh, that's Evan Masu Habayinim, Ha'isa, the Rosh Pina. That's why we say, of course, the Arizal says, Nafshenu Chikas al Hashem is Rosh Teva's Nachal. Actually, it has two ways of making Nachal, which is connected to Hanukkah and Purim. But we say, Hashia Samecha, Uvarech es nachal asecha. Hoshia samecha is the hoshanas, right? So after you do the hoshanas, you take the hoshanas, uvarech es nachal asecha, and you make nachalas out of them, right? And then afterwards, the Urivin asks him, "Madoilam nafsheinu chiksal Hashem." The Ari says, "Hashitevas nachal." Because after the hoshanas, uvarech es nachal asecha, you create bracha out of the nachalim. Nafsheinu chiksal Hashem. We're looking forward anxiously, thirstily, to be able to drink from this nachal later on by Chanukah and Purim. Siyata d'shmaya. So just a quick inyan legabe, although we just spoke about David HaMelech, just one last inyan about Hoshana Rabbah and David HaMelech. this idea of Evan Masu Habayim Ha'isal Reshpina of David HaMelech. So we know that David HaMelech is the Malchus. And the Malchus is very different than all the other spheres which are Mashpia to the Malchus. And it's for this reason the Malchus is the odd man out. Because Evan Masu Habayim Ha'isal Reshpina means that nobody likes me. Because everybody's a Mashpia and I'm a Makabel. And nobody likes to give and not to get back. So everybody's giving to me and everybody hates me because I'm the one who's receiving. And nobody thinks that I'm anything. The truth of the matter is that the secret of this Makabel is that the Makabel is actually the greatest Noisim. The Dugma, for example, let's say you have a Rebbe. And this Rebbe knows a welt of Torah. Mamish knows a ton of Torah, right? But he has nobody to teach it to. It's one of the greatest pains in the whole world. And if somebody has something special that he knows that people can benefit from, and he has nobody to share it with, this is the biggest pain. This is the biggest pain. You see, a real Oyev Hashem, the Rambam says, is somebody who wants to go out and to teach people about Hashem Yisbarach. If a person really loves, then he wants that other people should be nana from it too. And if there's nobody who cares, and there's nobody who wants to hear, if there's nobody to teach it to, so for somebody who has a lot to share, but to nobody who wants to hear, this is a tremendous pain. That the Gemara says, more than the ego wants to suck from its mother, the mother wants to give. And if the mother can't give, then it's very painful. We know from the beginning of the Bias Island, the Shviras of the Kalim, if there's nobody to receive, this is Tzar Shechina. The greatest Tzar that the Shechina has, the Kedushas Levi says, is that Hashem has so much to give, but there's nobody who wants to take. So when there's somebody to give to, so it's gevaldik for the Noisim. In that way, the Makabel becomes a Noisim. Like we know that the Halacha is this way. The Gemara says, although when it comes to Kiddushin, that the Ish has to be Noisin and to be Oimer, Nasan Huva Amarhu, he has to give the ring and to say Hariyah Mekudeshesli. But if he's a Tamil Chacham, right, then he doesn't have to do the Nesina. Why? Because the Hanaha which she gets to marrying a Tamil Chacham, it's as if he's giving her something. So you see from here, there's a concept that although you're not actually giving, you're the one who's receiving. Right? That normally he has to give to her. And she's the one who's receiving. She has to get the hana. But over here, the tables are turned. So there's an idea that there's a makabel can be the greatest noisim. Because when you give, and the makabel receives, and it's so givaldic for you. To receive. Like the whole end of the bikurim, right? You give to the kohen. Who really gets hana? So you give something to a Tamil Chacham. You dedicate something to a big Tamil Chacham. You give him $1,000. $1,000,000. Who is really giving? Who's really taking? If you have the schus to be able to give to him, and he's being the kabbalah from you, he doesn't have to take it from you. Rather than if the tzaddik, he turned you away, he looked at the money, he says, I don't want this money. I look at this money, it doesn't seem like it's right to me. How much pain a person would be in? It's a hana, it's a tremendous schus to have to give to a Talmud Chacham. So if a person has an opportunity, so who's really on the giving side, who's really on the receiving side? So from that way, the malchus is the greatest noisim. That Hashem has so much to give, and when we gladly receive from Hashem Yisbarach, it gives him tremendous nachas. So in this way, Evan Masu Habayim Ha'isa Lo Shpina, like the Dugma of a Talmud and a Rebbe, That's the way a Rebbe says, a Rebbe gives to a Talmud. So the Rebbe is the one who's giving the Torahs, right? And the Talmud are being nana from the Torahs. But the Rebbe has much more hana, because if not for the Talmud, then what would be? That's why the Rebbe says, a Rebbe says about his Talmid, "Mi Talmida Yoyse Mikula," that I learned from my Talmid more than anything. Because the Talmud gives to the Rebbe much more than the Rebbe gives to the Talmud. So David HaMelech was one who said in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, "Mikol Melamda Hiskalti." I learned from everybody. That's why this phrase Talmud Chacham comes from. Because a Chacham is not a true Chacham unless he's also a Talmud. You have to be able to receive from everybody. And that chachma, to be able to receive from everybody, is the greatest chachma that there is. If you can find chachma in everything anybody tells you, from the smallest things to the biggest things, that must mean you're very, very wise. It's tremendous chachma to be able to do that. To be a Talmud, and your chachma comes from being a Talmud to everybody, there's gevaldik chachma in that. Not even the biggest chachma doesn't have such a chachma. David HaMelech says, "Mikom alamda hiskalti." Evan Masu Habayinu Ha'ilashpina, he was able to see from simple things, he was able to learn out from simple yiddin, from simple sichav, simple, everything simple David HaMelech was able to learn from. So this is why we say, the Medrash says, in Medrash Tehillim, "Viz the Rebbe, the Talmud, Moshe is the Rebbe, and David is the Talmud." Moshe's the Rebbe and David is the Talmud. The idea that David is the Talmud. Evan Masu Habainim Haisad Rishbina, there's something that the Talmud has which is gewaldig for the Rebbe to have to be a part of. And even though the Talmud has nothing of his own, less than Migar Meklum, he has nothing. He has so much to offer to the Rebbe. That's why the Neim Elimelech, he made his Talmud Muvak, one of his Talmud Muvaks was the Choyza from Lublin. And the Choyza from Lublin, the Neim Elimelech made him into a big Rebbe. And so when the Choyza from Lublin, when he became well known, so the Talmidim of the Neim Elimelech, they left the Neim Elimelech and they went and became Talmidim of the Choyza from Lublin. And the Neim Elimelech said in his later years, he was very upset, he was very down that all his Talmidim had left and they went to the Chayza. So I made him for a Rebbe, and now everybody's going to the Chayza. It caused him great sire in his older age that he had no Talmidim left because they all went to the Chayza from Lublin. So it's like, even though he made a big inyan in making the Chayza, they should have had the seichel to know that even though the Chayza was a big Rebbe, the Neim Elimelech was still the Neim Elimelech. You can't leave the Neim Elimelech at the Chayza from Lublin. But he had tremendous sire later in his life because he had all the Talmidim and now they all became Talmidim at the Chayza from Lublin. We'll just end with this, that it's important to note that this idea that the Rebbe and the dynamic of Rebbe and Talmud, so we know the Rebbe is Mashpia the R and the Talmud is the Keli. But that Keli which the Talmud has is also a Gevaldik R in and of itself. Why? Because there's two Chachmas. There's the Chachma of the Rebbe and there's the Chachma of the Talmud. The Chachma of the Rebbe is Chachma itself. But the Chachma of the Talmud is the Chachma of Tmimas and Pshitas. And so when the Rebbe and the Talmud, when they learn with each other, and they look face to face, that the Talmud looks at the face of the Rebbe, and he's nene chachma from the Rebbe, chachmas adam tayapana, that he's nene from the chachma of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is also nene by looking at the face of the Talmidim, and he sees the tmimus on their face, and he gets gevald the chachma from them, because he sees how sweet they are, and how their face is so much tmimus, and the Rebbe feels like he's losing out on that tmimus because he is such a chacham. So what's bigger, chachma or tmimus? So Rabbi Nachman Paskin and the Baal Shem Tov held of this also, that Tmimus is a bigger ma'ala than Chachma. Which by the Baal Shem Tov always was looking to be close with all the Tmimus, all the simpletons of the Jewish people. That he felt that he should be nana from the Tmimus. Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, this is the crown jewel of the Torah. So there's Tmimus and then there's Chachma. This is called the Shemesh and the Yareach. But the Yareach has the Tmimus and the Shemesh has the Chachma. We're not being very vakitsu here because it's getting late. But by the Kohen Gadol, the Torah says, there's the Urim V'Tumim by the Kohen Gadol, right? By the Kohen Gadol, there's Urim V'Tumim. There's Or, which is Chachma, and there's Tumim, which is Tmimus. And he has to wear that on his heart, because the Kohen Gadol has to be Shalim in both Inyanim, on his heart. He has to have Urim, he has to have Chachma, which is called Or. He also has Tmimus. He has to have both those things. But over here, in Parshas Lo Yisab Recha, Moshe Rabbeinu says what? Tumecha v'yurecha li'ish chasidecha. What does he put first? Puts the tumim before the umim. Because to who? To an ish chasidecha, to a chasid. Like David HaMelech who says, ki chasid ani. To an ish chasid, tumecha comes before recha. But this is the chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life. Moshe is the Rebbe, and David is the Talmud. So Moshe is the Or, and David is the Tmimus. So Moshe, at the end of his life, he's Moed ala emes. And he says, I was the big chacham, I was the big Rebbe. But now I see that after being the Kohen Gadol and I run a coin and the Urim V'Tumim, I see really now, at the last day of my life, that it's really not Urim V'Tumim, that's only Klap Ishmael. But over here, the Iker is Tumecha V'Yurecha Le'ish Chasidecha. The Tzmimus is Iker. The Tzmimus is Iker. That's right, that's what Rabbi Nachman said. He says, if Chachma was the Iker, then we would all be fail. The whole world is an utter disaster, because nobody's a Chacham. But if Tzmimus is the Iker, then everybody can strive for Tzmimus. Everybody can strive for Tzmimus. So that's what we're striving for. We're looking to strive for that Tzmimus. And David HaMelech represents the Esrog. And the Hadr, the Hidr of the Esrog is the Tzmimus. That's the beauty of the Esrog. Doesn't matter whether it's yellow, whether it's green. The Iker, Kashrus of the Esrog, and the Tzmimus of the Esrog is the Tzmimus of the Esrog. That's what it is. That's what David HaMelech says. Ve'ehi tamim da'kecha. David says, I walk b'tzmimus. Right? Ashrei tzmimei derech. The real derech is the derech of Tzmimus. This is the Ashrei Ashreinu Matav Chokeinu. You should be zechet to always be able to look for that Tzmimus and be zechet to the Tzmimus, and you should be benched with a year of Tzmimus and Mashal Makacha, and be zechet to see Pnei David Makinim, Mashiach Tzikinim, Karev Aminu Amen. David Melech, Melech Yisrael, David.